Hey, hold fire, will you, Michael? Because
pleasure, Gary.
One of your favourite players. I think he's one of your favourites.
He's
not.
He's definitely one of my favourite players. If we're talking about the Bulldog star, young Marcus.
Indeed, Marcus Bontempelli. Thank good enough to join us. Welcome, Bont.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Gary. And good morning, Mike.
Hi, Marcus.
How are we going?
Marcus.
You got the order right there, Marcus.
Marcus, you'll know this, but it just strikes me as an interesting contrast. 18 months ago, just 18 months ago, the Bulldogs beat GWS in New South Wales in one of the great finals of modern times. There's been a 90-point turnaround in that time since. It says something about GWS, but it says a lot more about your footy team, I suspect.
Yeah, there's been a lot of change, Mike. Obviously, personnel-wise, it's changed quite a bit. Probably game style a little bit too. GWS have, based on what I saw in the weekend, have improved again. So there's always I think we know going into every season that there's going to be force change, but unfortunately, there was probably a bit too much from us on the weekend.
Who are you missing most, do you think?
I think there's... I don't know if we're missing anyone in particular that I can put my finger on. I think it's probably a general growth that we're probably missing at the minute. We're obviously relying on a few more younger players again who we debuted on the weekend. And it probably just from a general point of view, we need to be consistently better across the board. You can never really pin it down to any particular person. I think just across the board, we need to show a bit more improvement than we did on the weekend.
Well, you know yourself better than anyone else, obviously. I suspect, even though you were really solid last year, that you haven't quite got back to 2016 standards. Do you agree with that?
No, I'd agree with that, Mike. That's definitely fair. Even on the weekend, again, that wasn't my best football by any stretch. So there's an element of that as well, of being able to continue to find ways that I can improve and recapture and even go better than what I have in the past. So we started the season now, so it's, I guess, that the lights are on and it's time to probably for us all to now start the challenge again.
Hey, Bont, you're a leader at that footy club now. Can you give us some sort of invite? And this is outside the camp looking in. I was at the game on the weekend. I looked at it and I thought, I just reckon that Tory Dixon and Caleb Daniel and Mitch Wallace and maybe Ling Jong, those blokes would have been more competitive around the footy, and that's just on a one-off. But can you tell me where those boys are at? They're all played, as I understand it, in the VFL on the weekend, so they're all available. Why, in your mind, aren't they playing senior footy?
Yeah, I guess hindsight's a wonderful thing going into the game. We obviously felt like it was a really strong 22, but after the weekend, there might be a little bit of change. And I guess that's a match selection thing. They're all fit and going well and played in our practice game against Geelong in the VFL on the weekend. So I guess that's up to the match selection and match committee. We, as players, never delve too far into that side of things. We, as I guess the old saying goes, players play and coaches coach. So they're all fit and all looking probably this weekend to, if they're selected, come in and play a part.
All right. The other thing is that you looked... skinny in your forward, not skinny physically, but light on. And I watched you play in one of the JLT games, and you would be a 60 goal forward minimum, I reckon, if you played there 75% of the time. And the argument is, you can't afford to take him out of the middle. Do you have any thought patterns on that in terms of where you're best deployed? It might be that you prefer the middle, but could it be that you're best deployed as a forward?
It probably changes week to week a little bit, Gary, depending on the opposition we're coming up against. There's an opportunity to expose defences as that, I guess, third tall forward. And it's obviously going to depend on personnel as well, what it looks like around the ball. Obviously, over the course of last weekend, we know that we've lost Tom for the remainder of the season. And after Tom playing so well and training so well throughout the pre-season, we'll obviously have to try and cover that as best we can. So it might not happen too quickly where I shift forward for longer periods in the game. But like I said, week to week, I do like spending time down there. I think it gives us a different look as a team, but there's a number of players that can play that role as well. So it's a little bit of week-to-week thing, but we'll wait and see how the season pans out.
It's 16 minutes past 8. We're talking to Marcus Bontempelli, one of the stars of the AFL. Jackie Redpath, does he come straight back into the side this week, Marcus?
I think the coaches will definitely look at it. Obviously, him missing the first week that interrupting his preparation wasn't ideal for him, or probably for any of us who want to train around him and play around him. So I think the coach will definitely look at that, at trying to bring in, you know, a key position forward that can really be a bit of a rock for us. So wait and see. But, yeah, he'll definitely be on the radar.
That's one of the great challenges for your team now, as I said. You've got a different back line. You've got a much different forward line. You're still trying to find the right pieces that fit and are going to be the right cohesive unit down there. I mean, there's a lot of challenges now at the Bulldogs.
And I guess that speaks to a little bit of what I was talking about with Mike earlier about the change that's occurred. And we have to, as a team, continue to evolve and continue to adjust to the challenges that the game throws up at us. So I think we've already unearthed some really strong new players. Aaron Norton played his first game on the weekend, and unfortunately we'd have loved for him to play in a better style of game and taking a bit of the heat off him a little bit. But I guess there's no start like the GWS tall forwards in Jeremy Cameron and Jonathan Patton. So we've got to continue to go for the gap and change and I think fix things on the run a little bit now. But I'm really confident that we can bounce back and put in a really good effort come Sunday.
Explain this to me, Marcus. You've got Tom Boyd, who was, if he didn't win the Norm Smith, which he didn't, he was in the top three. And then you recruited Josh Shackey, and neither of them play.
Yeah, well, I think Tom's probably, he missed a bit of pre-season with an ab sort of back issue. So he missed a little bit and didn't quite get the perfect prep throughout the pre-season. And Shackey's been really good so far throughout pre-season. And I've got no doubt that he'll come in at some point and have an influence. But obviously the coaches decided to go a particular way. And that obviously was not with them in the team. But going forward, I'm sure we'll see them both feature quite heavily.
Bont, last one, and then we'll let you go. And it's always the hardest, the last one. There's talk at the moment around your footy club that things aren't right, that there's some, you know, issues off field, that not on the same page. There's been some infighting there from a, you know, board president and whatever in the AFLW. What do you say to that? There'd be a lot of Bulldog supporters listening. They watched on the weekend. And maybe they're starting to question it themselves. I'll ask you to address that, please.
Oh, it's baffling, to be honest, Gary. We know internally that we're as united as we ever have been, and that's why sometimes when these comments are thrown around and the curveballs in out in the outside perception are always news probably to us as a playing group, particularly as a club. So I think we're really well positioned to take on whatever comes at this sort of throughout this course of the season, and to continue to forge forward and have an impact throughout the course of the year. So. Yeah, that's probably all I've got to say on that.
The answer will come against the Eagles at Etihad Stadium.
Well, you're exactly right. We have got to move on from last weekend and obviously take what we can from the loss and fix up probably just a few of the fundamentals and key elements of the game. But we've got a good chance every week, and especially this week against West Coast.
Been a very serious interview. Do you want to say something funny before you go on?
Well, you haven't given me much of a chance. It's gone hard.
Are you still doing the jokes before training out there?
Yeah, that happens. One of our young blokes, Cal Porter, has taken over the mantle, which is always great to see from a young kid with the confidence to come in and be prepared to get shot down, which he most often does.
Harder to get a laugh when you get beaten by 80 points, mate.
Oh, good on you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks. No, that's right. The motivation going into training in about half an hour.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate you joining us. We watch with great interest the response.